Welcome back to The Personal Philosopher, where we tackle life's big questions and break them down into simple, actionable ideas. And today we're going to talk about expectations, specifically in relationships. Are expectations good or bad? Should we have them at all? Well, as with most things in life, it depends. And in this episode, we're going to figure out what expectations really mean, how they can help or hurt our relationships, and why curiosity and perseverance are the secret ingredients to making things work. If you've ever felt let down in a relationship or wondered how to handle unmet expectations, stick around and let's figure this out together. Because some expectations aren't just hopes, they're non-negotiables. These are things that are absolutely necessary, like mutual respect, trust. And in my relationship and in my marriage, I've been the one who had this expectation because I've set the standard very early on in the relationship that the only thing absolutely positively required, the big non-negotiable for me, is honesty. If we have that, we can trust each other and then we can work out through anything. And I've had expectations for that. And I did not, for the longest time, react properly when those expectations weren't met. Fortunately, after banging my head on it for quite a few times, I finally got it. And now I'm here to share it with you so you don't have to bang your head on this obstacle for as long as I did before you get it. Let's start by what we mean with expectations. Basically, an expectation is when you think something's going to happen or you want something to happen in a certain way. For example, I expect my partner to support me, or I expect my car to start when I turn the key or push the button. Expectations, they're not bad by themselves, but it's how we handle them that makes all the difference, because they're two main ways expectations can show up. And one is healthy expectations. These come from having what we call in philosophy perfect standards, clear positive standards. And two, we have unhealthy expectations. And these come from feeling entitled, like you deserve something just because you exist. When expectations are healthy, they help us set boundaries and they help us get a better life. But if we just act entitled, this just leads to disappointment and frustration. So let's use an easy example. Your car. You expect your car to work when you need it. But what happens if it doesn't start one day? If you feel entitled, you might get angry or upset. Why isn't this working? This is so unfair. How a child acts. But if you're coming from a healthy place, you'll get curious. Ask, okay, what's wrong? Did I miss a repair? How can I fix this? What have I done to cause this? And how can I fix this? How a grown-up, mature human being acts. In relationships, it works exactly the same. When your partner doesn't meet your expectations, you can either lash out and demand change, or you can approach it with curiosity and ask questions. What's going on here? What's the real issue? How can we solve it together? Now, a lot of people, when I tell them this, say, well, I have tried that and, well, it didn't work. Okay, so my next question would be, what now? Because curiosity is a virtue, but it has to be sustained. Like, if I'm generous, but I'm only generous for 5 minutes a year, would you call me a generous person? No. It's what you do most of the time that matters. So what I tell people when they tell me that, hey, I've tried understanding, I've tried all that, didn't work. I ask them what they do if that same problem happens with their car. Here's where the car example gets interesting. As if your car doesn't work, most people don't just give up after one or two failed repairs. You know, you keep trying until it's running again, right? Don't settle for a broken car and say, oh, I guess I'll just walk everywhere. I guess this is my life now. No. But here's the thing. When it comes to relationships, so many people just quit after a few failed attempts to fix things. Because perseverance, let's face it, it's just a fancy word for sticking with it when things get tough. And this is super important because any good quality, it isn't worth much if you give up on it too quickly. If something's not working, keep trying, keep working to make things better. Because relationships deserve at least as much effort as we give our cars. Wouldn't you agree? And this goes not doubly, triply, tenfold when you have children. Because then you have a responsibility to those children. It's not just you walking everywhere because your car is broken. Maybe walking's healthier for you anyway. It's the children not getting their needs met because you're not going to be the best parent you could be for them. And you owe them that. It's the moral contract you signed when you chose to have them. And this is a subject for another episode. But children don't owe parents jack squat. No, it's the other way around. Because they didn't ask to be born. They had no notion of who their parents might be. They had no choice in the matter. You chose for them, and now you're responsible for that choice. But like I said, this is a different subject for a different episode. Coming back to the main topic for today, there's also another layer to all of this. Expectations become requirements when they're enforced. For example, if you expect a certain level of respect in your relationship, that's a requirement, rightly so. But how you enforce that requirement matters. Do you throw a fit when it isn't met? Or do you engage in open dialogue to address the actual problem? This brings up a key distinction. Adults address unmet expectations with curiosity, while children, and often immature adults, respond with demands. Children have no choice. They're dependent on others to meet their needs. They're powerless, and it's normal for them to be so. But as adults, we have actually the power or the capacity to obtain the power to inquire, analyze, and act. Curiosity is the linchpin of any successful relationship. And why? Because it drives us to ask questions, to understand our partners, and to improve ourselves. It's, for example, if your partner upsets you, just don't assume the worst. Curiosity is about asking questions. Without curiosity, entitlement creeps in. And with entitlement comes rigidity and resentment. And that is the death sentence for any relationship when you start building up resentment. Think about it. When your partner upsets you, do you ask why or do you jump to conclusions? Because curiosity keeps us from making demands or assumptions. It allows us to approach conflicts with empathy and creativity rather than with anger, just blame. And blame is there to annihilate responsibility, which is a topic, as usual, for another episode. In fact, curiosity is so vital. I consider it the foremost of all relationship virtues. It supersedes the other three, like courage, honesty, even empathy, because you can be the most lazy, lying, sociopathic piece of garbage. As long as you're curious, you can climb yourself out of those states, out of that condition. Because you will ask questions. You will seek to understand, hey, why are things like this? Why am I like this? Why are they like this? Why are they behaving like this? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Curiosity is seeking to understand. It helps us diagnose rather than throwing tantrums. It encourages us to ask, what can I do to meet my own expectations? How can I collaborate with my partner? Create the relationship that we both want. Okay, so what's the takeaway? Expectations aren't inherently good or bad. It's your mindset, your response when they don't get met that matters. That's what you can control. And when expectations aren't met, don't give up. Channel your curiosity to understand what's going on. And don't stop trying to fix things after a few failed attempts. Remember, it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult. This is what difficult looks like. Remember, treat your relationships with the same commitment you'd show to a broken car. Okay? Don't settle for less than your ideal standard. Keep trying, keep repairing, and keep showing up. All right. So thank you for joining me on this episode of The Personal Philosopher. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a comment, share it with someone who you think might benefit from these ideas. And as always, if you have any questions or stories about your own experiences with expectations, curiosity, and perseverance, I'd love to hear them. Till next time, stay curious, stay determined, and keep exploring life's big questions.